يؤمن به بل تكون له الحياة الأبدية. يوحنا 3:16، جون 3:16. I believe John, Jesus, he died for every single one. Doesn't choose. He died for the people here, for the people in China, for the people in Mongolia, for the people in Egypt. But God looking for someone to say, I'm here. I want to go for you, God. I want to go. Amen. I just want to say thank you so much, Pastor Dimran. Thank you for allowing me to come in. I appreciate that. Thank you, church family. It's a wonderful people, wonderful church. It's a privilege for me and my family to be with you. Please open your Bible in Matthew. We're going to read Matthew 4:18-19. And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, saying, two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brothers, casting a net and the sea, for they were fisher. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fisher of men. Go back, please, to Joshua 1. We're going to read verse 1, Joshua 1:1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord is come to pass, and the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' ministry, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. What I want to share with you tonight, three times God met, or Jesus met, with Peter. In Matthew 4:18-19, Jesus will start calling Peter and his brother. In Luke 5:3, in John 21:3, three times God will say, Peter, I need you. I want to be the fisher of men. But in John 21, the first thing Peter did after with Jesus, he died on the cross. He said, now Jesus is not here, let's go fishing. We don't have time for that. We have to find some food to eat. And what I did see in my eyes, Peter messed up everything. Say, look, now Jesus has died. We have to go back to work. And sometimes personally, if it's God wait for me a little bit, I have to do in my own. And I love to do my own. I know how to work. I know how to make money. And God, it's okay. But the good thing, in John 21:15, the Bible telling us, after, with Peter and a disciple, the whole entire night looking for fish, but Jesus already outside, he has the food for them. And we're thinking, okay, I can do it on my own. You take too long. Let me do it. All of them working hard the whole entire night, cannot get any fish. And Jesus telling him, come on, I have the food for you here is ready. But Jesus asked Peter a very important question. Jesus, Peter, you love me? Yes, Jesus, I love you. Peter, you love me? Yes, I love you, Jesus. Peter, you love me? Yes, Jesus, I love you. But Jesus say, feed my sheep. You're hungry, but you already know me. But the people outside doesn't know me. You already know Jesus. But the people outside doesn't know Jesus. And we take too long to get it. We take too long. God, now I want to do my own. I want to do my best. Let me do it. Let me get to my power. Say, look, son, why you worry about? The food is ready. Why you scared for? The people, I took care of it. Why are you afraid? In Joshua 1, I studied the book of Joshua, and I love to talk about Joshua everywhere I go. God started talking to Joshua after Moses died. Every time with God, he wanted to tell Joshua something, say, look, tell Joshua, do this or that. But now the Bible telling us, God starts talking to Joshua, after Moses died, I want to use you. God, how are you going to use me? You want me to take Israel people and to pass the Jordan? How? I don't have any power. I don't have anything. And I did find 3 points in Joshua. Number one, he's a man like you and I. He has a responsibility. He has a wife. Has a kids. Has a bill to pay. Number two, God say, go for me. Number three, he asking about Israel people. The people, what the Bible telling us, has a stiff neck. God, you start talking with me after with Moses die. God started, want to work with me after you take the important one in my life. God, after with my health bad like this. God, after with the money I have, I don't have anymore. God, you start talking to me after I lose my job. God, you start talking to me, you say, I want to use you after with everything is in a mess. How? Is this fair, God? You take the one I love him, the one I trust in him, and now you come and you say, I want to use you. And I don't know where is Moses in your life. Maybe Moses, money. Maybe Moses, someone you love him, you trust in him. Maybe Moses, big position. Maybe Moses, something is important to you. I don't know. But God is starting to say, look, Joshua, I need you. I want you to take my people and pass the Jordan. And Joshua wanted to say, do not be afraid. I'm with you. What are you afraid for? I take care of you. Moses, for me, is America. I believe in my heart, this is the best country in the world. I come here over 14 years ago. I have in my bucket $138. And I never speak English in Egypt. And I know my accent is hard. I know maybe you say, as a tough man to understand you. But let me tell you something. If you talk with me 14 years ago, you want someone to translation for you, okay? Just be thankful tonight. And I come here with nothing. Me and my wife and my oldest one, Gabriella. Start looking for work. The only work I did find in McDonald's. In Virginia, everybody work in McDonald's speak Spanish. I speak Arabic, and the only manager speak English, okay? 3 languages in 1 store. With no translation, brother. you know. But the only thing I did, I just clean. One day I clock in, my manager, he said, "Was very slow today, go home." This time also I'm not driving. My wife, she was giving me ride back and forth because I don't have drive license, I'm not allowed to drive. After he told me, "Go home," said, "What I'm gonna do is a 15 mile between the store, the house we live, how I'm gonna walk." And I did call my wife, "If you don't mind, come and pick me up, please." And I'm a human. I start crying just this tough time. And she also started crying to the other line. Her manager watching her and asked her, "Why are you crying?" She said, "My husband has a hard time in McDonald's. We don't know what we can do." And she said, "Go ahead, pick up your husband and come in. We can find some way to help you." She did. The second day, her son, he was working in Jiffy Lube. He's assistant manager. I've interviewed him. He also figured out I'm not speak English. Say, "Okay, my mom talking very highly about your wife. We're going to try and find some way to help you." He did. I work at courtesy. Courtesy is just vacuum car, clean window, check tire brusher, just clean also, you know. This is what I did for 6 months. He also sent me to the language school, high school, to learn English. This is why I love this country, and I'm going to share with you how this country is a blessing to me and how this is a Moses for me. I started working clean. I did my job. I'm happy. After 6 months, my manager, he would call me, say, "Come here." And he's a little bit angry. I don't know why he's angry. I think he's going to fire me or I did something bad. And he told me, "You're going to be a mechanic." And I said, "What do you mean mechanic? I don't know anything about car. The only thing I know, hold the steering wheel and drive, you know, just this is the only thing I know about cars." I say, "How am I going to be a mechanic?" He say, "You have to." I say, "What do you mean you have to? I don't know anything about car." He told me the owner, he was watching the store. Every time I do vacuum, if I find quarter, $1, anything like this, I pick up the money and I bury it in the right front seat. Whatever he worked before me, if he find this money, so I could come inside the vacuum clean, take the vacuum behind the dumpster, bump it, collect the money, bury it in his bucket. Say, the owner, he was watching you for this 6 months. He asked me to give you this position, and we're going to send you to the mechanic school to learn how to be a mechanic. I'm making McDonald's $200. I'm making Jiffy Lube $2,000. From $200 to $2,000. This is why I love America. I love it. And now, 3 years ago, or over 3 years ago, I used to be certified mechanic in Ford Motor Company. My wife, she's RN. Was God asking us to go back to Egypt? Say, "Oh, no way. Egypt? I'm not going to leave America. I love here." And maybe, brother, you are in a comfortable place. Maybe you tonight, you're looking at something better. But I can tell you tonight, God has the best for you if you follow him. See, "God, I'm here. I'm willing." He's going to open heaven for you. The minute I said, "Lord, I'm here. I want to go," heaven is open. God take Moses from you. God ask you to do something for you tonight. And you keep it. And you still like this. Or you're afraid, you're scared. You know what the devil do to us? Especially to the Christian people. You know what he's doing? Make you afraid. Scared. My health, my heart, my stomach, my head, my thing. Does this happen? How am I going to pay the bill? This is happening to me. And he make you moving around one circle. You're moving around yourself. And 24 hours gone, 7 days done, 365 days done, year after year after year, and you say exactly like this. And I say, "I need you." You say, "Oh God, he need me." He needs your help. Peter, what are you doing? You look for some fish? The fish is already outside. The food is here. You hungry? I take care of you. What do you want? What do you worry about? My kids. He can't take care of your kids. My wife can do the best for you and your wife and your kids. The only thing he wants for you is say, I'm here. I'm willing. God, I want to go for you. I'm here, Lord. Joshua, take my people and pass the Jordan. It's too tough for me. It's very hard. These people is never listen. 4 years before we did go to Egypt, I have a phone call for my mom. She was told me, your dad is going to die and come and see him. Like Pastor say, the minute I left Egypt, I turned my back like this. I hate this country. I'm never coming back again. And I'm done. I take my wife and my daughter. We did come in here. Was my mom asking me to come and see my dad? I said, no way. He's gonna die. I said, I don't care if he's there or not. I don't have any good relationship with my dad. We have a very bad relationship. And I tell my mom, I don't care. But she was calling me time and time and time. I asked my wife, you want to go see my dad? She said, yes. You sure? I said, yes. Okay. We did buy the ticket. We did go there. The first hour inside the airport in Cairo, I said, what is the big mistake? Why I'm here? I did call my sister. I said, please, just I want to see everybody. Just say hi and bye. And that's it. My dad, he was there. He was sitting like pastor. And the Holy Spirit in my heart told me, talk to your dad. And I don't want to talk with him. Talk to him. And I said, I don't want it. But you know, with the Holy Spirit, it's something like punch you in your heart. And I looked at him like they say, Dad, look, if you die now, you're going to go to hell. But if you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, you're going to go to heaven. And my dad, he looked at me and he asked me this, son, are you going to forgive me what I did to you? You know, was he asking this question? Everything coming in my head. And I remember everything. But the Holy Spirit in my heart tell me, answer to your dad. Say, Dad, Jesus forgive me first. Why I'm not going to forgive you? My dad is 75 years old this time. First time I see my dad, he was crying. Say, Lord, please forgive me what I did to my dad. God, I don't want to die now and go to hell. And my dad accepted Christ. I can ask you something? How many one inside your heart you don't want to forgive him? How many one you keep it and you hold it and you say, I'm a better than this man? And not because we are Christian, we are very nice Christian people. Someone did something to you, what do we do? I forgive you. But you keep it here. And you keep it here. I forgive you, brother. And you check his hand and it's gone. Because we are Christian. But it's here. If you are really forgive him, you're never going to remember anything. And you know what we do? Because I don't like you, I don't want to talk with you. But if I like you, I love to spend an hour with you. Oh, I love you, brother. Forgive me, please. You're not going to see me. I'm just tonight and I'm going home. Okay? If you see me, maybe another 4 years. How many one inside your heart and your mind you don't want to forgive him? And you hold the blessing from the Lord. How many one you don't want to talk with him because you don't like him? You think you are better than him? You are good, but he's bad. She's not nice, but you are nice. I don't want to forgive him. I don't want to talk with him. I did the same thing to my dad. I remember everything what he did. He sent me to work. I never enjoyed my teenager like another kids. I'm just work and work and work. Till now, I cannot stand. Even in the ministry, I'm running like crazy. My pastor, he say, you have to stop. I cannot sit down for hours like another people. Because I grew up like this. I'm working, working, working. But if someone did something to you, just go to him and say, you know what? Jesus, forgive me first. I forgive you. I love you, brother. I love you, sister. It's done. Forgive me. Do not hold the blessing from the Lord. Not keep your heart just like this and hiding inside. Because God, he want to use you. God, he say, I need you. I need your vessel to be clean. I want to use you. I'm not going to use dirty vessel. I'm talking to myself. I'm not going to use dirty vessel. I want to use clean one. Joshua, take my people and go. Go for me. Lord, I'm scared. I'm afraid to talk with these people. I'm afraid. You know, I have an opportunity to preach in the conference in Egypt, and the conference has a big security because Christian people with a Muslim, the situation was everybody know. After the conference, big man, he coming in. He told me, come and have a coffee with me. In my mind, I know he's going to take me to the jail or he's going to do something to me. There's only two choices. I don't have a three. Jail or die. This is the only choice I have. And I tell him, sir, I have my wife and my kids. I can go home. Say, you sure? I said, yes, sir, if that's okay with you. He said, okay, take my number and give me a call. I said, yes, sir. Take the number, I buried it in my pocket. My wife, she was washing the bins. The number is gone. 2 weeks, he did call me on the phone. Why didn't come and have a coffee with me? Said, who you are? He said, I'm so-and-so. Oh, okay, sir, I'm sorry. I tell my wife, I'm going, just we don't know what's going to happen, but God is good. I did go there. Check me with big guard and stuff like this. I don't have any knife or guns or stuff. And I did go to his office, a big office. He said, sit down here. And I did sit down. And he told me, I want to help you. I said, how in the world are you going to help me? You are a Muslim man. You are in the government. To help someone like me. Like I told you, jail or die. This is the only help I know. I said, sir, how are you going to help me? He said, I want to give you NGO, non-profit organization, to breach field in Egypt. And I did think in my mind, maybe he's playing with me or something like this. And I said, okay. He said, let me share my testimony with you. He said, your testimony sounds weird to me. But we're talking in Arabic. I'm just, I said, okay, go ahead. He said, my father, a long time ago, he's very sick. And one of your people gave him Jesus' picture. And my father hold the picture. He said, if you are here, help me. And he slept. And he said, his father wake up and he's fine. He said, God touching him. I'm not believing what he say. I'll be honest with you. And he said, my father, nobody knows he except Christ. He's a Muslim man. And he say, I hear you preaching, and the word touched my heart. And I want to figure out somehow we can help you. Say, are you sure? He say, yes. If it's God calling you to go somewhere, you know what? He's going to do the best for you. He's going to open, even if the door locked like this, God is going to open it. If it's, the situation is very tough, God is going to do it. If the situation in your life is very scary, God is going to do it. Joshua, take my people in Beth Jordan. Peter, I have the food ready for you here. I take care of you. You're about the money. I take care of the money. Your health is fine. Just the devil, he wants to scare you. Do not die before you die. Do not die and look inside just your mind before you die. God has a plan for you. For every single one here has a plan. I need you. It's enough. The time is going fast. You hear about the people? Oh, this Muslim people is crazy. He can't kill me. Nobody can kill you. Nobody can do anything if the Lord doesn't want it. If God doesn't want it, no one can touch you. But if it's God, he want to take you, he's going to take you. It's up to him. He has time for you. Why are you scared? Why are you worried about? I made everything ready for you. The only thing I need to be ready. Say, Lord, I'm here. Lord, I'm not going to choose with my eyes anymore. I'm not going to see with my eyes. I love him. I don't care what he's doing. But I'm going to go say, look, Jesus loves you. Maybe you think it is just Pastor Dimran's job to go and tell the people about Jesus. I can tell you something. It's every single one here's job. If you already accept Christ, your job to go, you know, don't worry about the other country. Let's worry about our country here. Let's worry about the people outside. Let's worry about the people, your neighbor. The one you don't want to talk with him. Just say, go ahead. You know what? I want to share with you. Jesus loves you. He died for you. It's easy. It's not, you're not going to pay anything. Peter, you love me? Feed my sheep. Let's pray, please.